This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Starbucks is increasing its bet on China. This week, it appointed its first ever CEO for its Chinese business and promised to more than double stores there in the next 5 years. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has more.
Starbucks already has about 2,300 stores in China, selling lattes, frappuccinos, and mooncakes. But that's nothing, says Ishwar Prasad, a trade policy professor at Cornell University.
The potential for growth in China is enormous.
He says wages in the country are rising fast.
There is a large group of people in the middle of the income distribution, that especially in the urban areas, who have a fair amount of disposable income.
In fact, China's middle class is bigger than the entire U.S. population, says Anne Lee, who teaches economics at NYU. She says Starbucks also has something else going for it. It's cool.
When I was teaching there, a lot of the students would go to Starbucks for dates. Like, that's, you know, a high-end place to go.
Lee says the company's biggest challenge will be competition.
It could be homegrown Chinese coffee houses that might mimic Starbucks-like formats.
If you've ever tried making a pumpkin spice latte, you'll know what they're up against. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.